Fracking. An extraction technique that has gained currency in recent years is fracking. The term, short for hydraulic fracturing, is the process of drilling and injecting fluid, usually water along with chemicals, into the ground at a high pressure to fracture shale rocks, thereby releasing the natural gas inside. Each fracking site requires between 1 and 8 million gallons of water, mixed with sand and about 40,000 chemicals, including toxic substances such as lead, uranium, mercury, ethylene glycol, radium, methanol, hydrochloric acid, and formaldehyde. More than half of these chemicals are non-biodegradable and remain in the ground. Recovered fracking waste is left in open-air pits to evaporate. This releases volatile organic compounds, creating contaminated air, acid rain, and ground-level ozone. Metal ball bearings are added to fracking fluids to keep the fractures open indefinitely. These toxic chemicals leach out and contaminate nearby groundwater. Drinking water wells near fracturing sites have been found to contain concentrations of methane 17 times higher than normal. About 80% of the 155,000 wells in the United States involve the use of wastewater to recover hydrocarbons through hydrofracking, a technique initially developed by Halliburton. Significant evidence exists that corporate owners are using fracking to destroy water wells and sicken the population in an effort to sell more pharmaceuticals while cornering the market on bottled water. More than 1,000 incidents of water well contamination have been documented near fracking wells, along with reports of sensory, respiratory, and neurological damage due to those drinking the water. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, residents in Arkansas, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming have reported health problems along with negative changes in water quality and/or quantity following nearby fracturing operations. And fracking has also contributed to dangerous seismic activity. After an injection well near Youngstown, Ohio was linked to earthquakes there, Governor John Kasich in 2012 issued an executive order requiring seismic studies before the state will issue well permits to operators. Yet despite the risks, no other state or the federal government requires any type of seismic risk assessment for injection wells.